Hello, friends and family. There's no way my family's ever heard anything I've done.
No. No one listens to podcasts. So.
That's not the way to go about this. Today's show is brought to you by podcasts at the Bud Plant. Budplant.com. Nobody's listening. No. That's not really ideal marketing.
This show is brought to you by the alt-right. Don't worry, no one's...
All right. Man, the alt-right is trying to get everybody COVID, and the alt-left... Yeah. Is there such a thing as the alt-left? And the alt-left is just weeping in their bedrooms at home.
Yeah, whenever they see... I was looking on Facebook today, and there was and of course, it's a typical video of... it's a video of a nurse, you know, filming herself.
Yeah.
And there's in Montreal, and she sees some people breaking social distancing guidelines, and she starts crying.
Was she like Celine Dion when people couldn't rescue their dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't they get a kayak and go away from each other? Was she saying that?
That's gonna be the new, you know the crying Native American.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the new one. It's gonna be, you know, it'll show like a man, he's washing his hands, and then. But he doesn't wash the backs of his hands, and then the camera just pans over, and there's a nurse there, and a single tear runs down her face. Or like,
It's too bad that we've become this. So we got to tell on each other's society. Like, there's a number you can dial 311 if you see people being human.
Yeah, if you see people interacting with each other.
I notice there's cops out there now that are like. Putting up videos saying, hey, if you're another cop, don't get behind this, because how can we do this? And even the cops in some places are like, yeah, I'm not backing the government on this.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad. We don't need this. We don't need cops shaking people down, asking them where they're going and stuff like this.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. You got COVID, so we're going to let you leave jail.
Yeah.
All right. So you left jail with COVID. Okay. And then if you're outside and you're talking to somebody, you're breaking the COVID laws, and we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be under arrest. We'll let the rapists out.
We'll keep you there until you get COVID, and then we're going to let you go.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
Nonsense. I heard you guys were trashing me.
Who?
You and Grizz.
Yeah. No, Grizz, maybe. I would never do that, Nick.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
why?
Yeah.
What did you hear? What happened?
I heard you're making fun of me.
Why? Because you were like, we were not making fun of you, Nick.
No?
We were concerned about you, buddy.
Okay, okay.
Because you were kind of holed up there. You were like, and it was getting, you were going down some rabbit holes. And when Grizz notices that.
Yeah.
Dude, when our buddy Grizz notices that you're going down some rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's worth taking note.
Okay. I think, here's a theory I have. I think that smokers, people who smoke cigarettes or have smoked cigarettes, are less worried about COVID-19 than other people.
What's the theory behind that?
Because when you smoke cigarettes, you're basically accepting the fact that there's a small chance that you will die.
Okay.
That this will kill you.
Okay.
And you're doing it, what, to get a nicotine high?
Yeah.
To get a little bit of
stupid
nicotine?
Stupid thing, really.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think non-smokers, they don't, they have this, you know, they don't like, because the odds still are quite, like, if you smoke cigarettes, it's like... 50-50.
You've already
accepted
the death odds, you know, if you smoke. And if you don't smoke, you haven't accepted the death odds.
Yeah, exactly.
That you could be among the odds.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, if you smoke, you're already among the odds.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the game.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's a good theory.
Okay, I think that's actually a pretty good theory.
Yeah. See, but I'm a former smoker.
I think we could actually get some government funding for this research.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm onto something. I think I'm way onto something. I think...
Are you ready to become at least a part-time practitioner so we can get the paperwork through on this grant that we need?
Sure.
Okay. I think it's stuff we could download online. I bet it's probably right there. You know what I hear is really easy is getting COVID money from the government. Like, it's like a two element form.
Yeah.
With your name and basically, send me money.
You just say that you're a COVID helper and then they give you money?
I don't even think you have to be a COVID helper. You could even be a COVID detractor.
Okay.
Like if you're out there saying, oh, I don't care about COVID. I just want money. You could still have it.
Oh, you mean like the CERB kind of thing? Like
CERB. And then there's another one for business. And check this out. They're handing out business loans here in Canada. Get one of these if you can.
Yeah.
It's 90% guaranteed.
Hmm.
You only have to pay 80% of it back.
Yes.
And you don't start paying interest for 2 years.
And
it's not
wild.
Personally guaranteed except for 20% of the 80%. So you're basically guaranteeing 5% of the loan.
So, yeah, I'm sure none of this money will go to businesses that had no chance in the first place. I'm sure.
Bought a Winnebago.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I got a couple of years to pay this back. I'll be okay. And Winnebagos, they just go up in value.
Yeah, yeah.
They increase in value.
It's your mobile podcasting studio.
That's right. We're going global. Well, we can't really go global unless we get, if we want to go global with our podcast mobile studio,
mm-hmm.
we're also going to have to get a large size airplane that we can put a Winnebago in.
Okay.
Because you can't go global with the Winnebago just in North America.
Yeah, you can just, well, yeah. That's
not,
you know, drive a Winnebago through Beijing or what? Like,
look, my plan is... Yeah, it's a different kind of Winnebago. It's stacked on top of each other. Now, it's an eight-level single passenger.
I don't think any other countries actually have the infrastructure to handle a Winnebago.
Okay, well, let's see. Can you get a Winnebago anywhere in Europe? Not really.
No.
That's why by the way, that's why the huge, huge amount of Germans come to Canada. Hmm. They rent RVs and they go across the country.
Really?
Look it up. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Germany, you can't do it. They just stay there.
I guess when you're in a country where, you know, if you drove a Winnebago and you took a turn, you'd probably get stuck between two buildings.
Yeah. Entirely. Yeah, they'd be like, to them, it is actually like a building coming down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here comes a new condo building down the street. Yeah, how's that going to make a turn?
Yeah, that's a couple apartments over there.
And then, you know what? That would actually be something in Europe you could do. You could actually have a Winnebago rally.
Okay.
And then... a lot of the rally is just trying to like wedge the vehicle out of spots.
Yeah, it's like you're an expert Winnebago maneuverer.
Yeah.
Like I drove a Winnebago through Rome.
Right.
I managed, like that's the accomplishment.
Yes, we had to entirely disassemble it one time and reassemble it. But yes, after that, it was clear sailing.
We took apart the whole Winnebago.
We
ran it up some stairs, and that's how we got
it. We had to get it around the block by taking it through somebody's kitchen. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Yeah, but we were not making fun of you, buddy. No, we were just talking about, how you were hunkered down a little bit. And
Were you not hunkered down at all?
Hmm?
Were you not hunkered down at all?
Yeah, but I wasn't mentally hunkered down. I was like, I've been watching the news going, that's a small amount of people dying.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a large amount of people dying. But for whatever reason, my brain's going, are we going to open Dairy Queen again soon?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was never, again, like I said, I was never really worried about actually. I thought there was a point where I did think that, you know, there's some chance that I would be hospitalized if I got it. And I didn't want to end up like in a FEMA tent.
Right.
If that was the case.
Yeah.
So sort of like, let's avoid getting it for now. Wait for the storm to hit. But the storm never hit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And
or is it still to arrive?
Yes. There's a second wave, the dreaded second wave.
The longest winter in the history of mankind.
Yes.
As that one doctor keeps putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this the other day, and it actually made me, maybe I could share it with you. I don't know if it's still up there, but somebody tweeted a picture of a cassette and a pencil. And they said, if you can identify the relationship between these two objects, you are at risk if you get COVID and should be staying home. Which I responded, oh, shut up, you World of Warcraft playing speculating asshole.
Yeah.
Because what are you, 30? Do you know the relation between those two things?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
Use it to wind up the tape.
Yeah.
So if the tape gets
okay,
loose.
Okay, so
of it,
guess what? If you get COVID, you're going to die.
No, I'm not going to die.
No, you're not going to die. No, of course you're not going to die. Who's putting this bullshit out there? But I'll tell you who it is. Somebody who's convinced their boss that it's safer if they work from home.
Yeah.
So that they can be high all day long and the economy falls apart.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that there's a shortage of sativa now.
Come on.
Yeah, there's a shortage of sativa.
Okay, so this is a real problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to find sativa and I can't find it because people are smoking weed all day.
Pandemic aside, we have a problem.
Yeah.
There's no sativa.
There's no sativa.
Well, then we have to end the pandemic right now.
Yeah, we got
to
go
back to sativa.
Yeah, we got to get that supply up.
Where are we going to get some sativa?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find an online store that works.
Yeah, right.
Like so far, I'm 0-4-5, I think.
Yeah, it's funny.
You put your
credit card in. A lot of times they just don't accept it because of security reasons.
Yeah, or you put it. The last one was I tried to put my age in, and when I click on the month thing, the screen goes white and it disappears.
And then a picture came up with a cassette and a pencil, and it went, are you old enough to understand the relation between these two? If so, you can buy pot. Buying weed online can be... And by the way, if you're out there and you run one of these online weed websites, take a break from the chat for a day and just focus on the website for a minute, because it is never easy.
Yeah. Like, you are hemorrhaging money if you have such a shitty website. Honestly.
Yeah.
You're hemorrhaging money because people are going on there trying to order, and they're not. It's just lost customers over and over again.
Oh, hey, there's a pen out there called Dosist, right? They're not cheap. I quite like them. I posted one up. Mm-hmm. I had a problem. The thing didn't work. A couple of hauls in, it didn't work. So I got in touch with the store where I got it, and they said, okay, well, we have to go through this process. Could take up to 30 days. And I'm like, no, forget it. So I got in touch with Dosist directly. You know what? They sent me a credit card, online credit card for the value, like almost right away, saying, hey, man, sorry that happened.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So shout out to Dosist, man. You know, it's one of those things where if somebody does a good job for you, you should shout them out.
Yeah,
Dosist. Great taste in pens, way expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Ordering online is not the easiest thing for weed, man.
No.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, if I just have one reliable, like I ordered one online around Christmas, and I was actually able to buy it, and they showed up, and the fucking order was wrong.
Ugh.
I don't know what community I'm joining here, Mike.
Yeah,
is this the community that I want to join? I mean, I enjoy the substance, but are these the people that...
You know how to handle the cannabis community, in my opinion, for you?
Yeah, what's that?
The same way you handle every other community, as best I can tell, with disdain.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you'll just like it better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just don't consider yourself a part of it. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, man, just smoke the pot.
Just smoke the pot and fuck the culture.
Yeah, I would say that.
I think I agree with you.
Stinky hippies.
Yeah. Yeah. Layabouts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I think that I just described myself.
Oh, no.
I hate when I have self-awareness. That sucks.
Well, you're not part of the community. You don't seem like... You're not the type.
No, man. And I'm certainly not part of the 1%. I fall someplace in the middle, just like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen next out there, man?
Well, it looks like we're opening up.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll stay opened up and there won't be a giant, but who knows? You know, either there's a real breakout and there's a real problem where the hospitals are overwhelmed, or there's just some kind of moral thing. It could be, you know, it's just like if you report every skateboarding death, people will be calling for skateboarding to be banned.
Well, let's put a skateboarding death toll on the TV. That's the thing that bugged me the most. You know, on IPTV, one of the networks or one of the providers. Has the first channel available on all of their listings is the pandemic channel. And it's just a huge chart updating constantly with the world deaths and recoveries and known cases. A whole channel. No, nobody on it, just the graphics and the death toll.
Really?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. I'll send you a picture of it. It'll blow your mind.
I never heard about this.
And because there's so little sports, people are gambling on it.
Really?
No, I made that part up. But hey, it's not a half bad idea.
You got me.
I got you with that. We should open a pandemic gambling site.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Let's pivot a little bit off this show for a second and focus on making some money.
Yeah, that's going to get us canceled.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? Nobody's going to be surprised if we actually do this and... We put it in Grizz's name.
Right.
I think everybody's expecting him to do this.
Yeah, that's just him. And knowing him, he wouldn't give a shit either. People would be like, you're an awful person. He'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That'd be
He's the perfect guy.
He's the perfect guy.
Yeah. He could be a spokesperson. He wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
Now, people want sports. You can't have sports. Fine. They're going to bet on death. What a great name for the site, betondeath.com.
Betondeath.com.
You think that's taken?
We can check.
Somebody look that up.
And there's probably some squatter on it.
Oh, for sure. And by the way, we're not hating on people who have died of COVID. We're not COVID death shaming.
No. Yeah, we don't look down upon people who have died from COVID.
Dude, some of them were not clean, and I think that's how this happened, but that's neither here nor there.
You think they were dirty birdies?
Yes! Come on!
No,
wash yourself.
I disagree. I think the dirty birdies are the people who are actually protected from this.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's the dirty birdies that are immune.
So you think that...
Well, here are the stories about their testing.
I was gonna say, you think Grizz will never get this then?
Yeah. You know, you hear about this, it's so anecdotal, I can't even tell you where, but they tested a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And they all had it, 100%.
And they were all totally fine?
About it. Not one symptom.
No kidding.
Not one with symptoms. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're finding that a lot. They're finding when they actually test people, there's a lot of people who have
it. So the real vaccine is to become homeless.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think we should report on this. Because, if everybody becomes homeless just to get rid of the COVID virus, first of all, there's going to be a glut in the real estate market.
Right.
Secondly, there's going to be just no place to sleep at all in the streets. People are going to be putting up tent cities. We don't want that.
Well, you can sleep on the subway now. That's what people are doing.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to make sure there's options before we get out there with this.
Yeah. Well, it's our health plan.
Welcome to Canada. We're all avoiding COVID together. So we're asking you to leave your house behind.
Leave it. Need to save money? Don't pay your mortgage.
That's right. There's no point.
Yeah, yeah.
In the future, to stay safe, you won't need your home.
Yeah.
And by the way, our prime minister, how many days in hiding is he now? What's he been up to?
Yeah, I could have sworn.
Is he playing Call of Duty?
Well, he comes on. He tells the public how much all the money that he's giving to everyone.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, like, it's a roll call of
I've never heard him say, well, he'll go like, you know, he'll come on like, oh, today is National Houseplants Day. So everyone give your houseplant a hug. And now for the money we're giving out. And then the reporters come in and go, you know, there's a pothead in Mississauga who is not receiving benefits. Are you going to help him? And he's like, yes.
Yes, I will, of course.
Yes, we'll be helping him.
We will help him. I'm sending him a check right now. Somebody give me a check to send to him.
Yes. Our nation is not doing enough for interpretive dancers. Will there be an interpretive dancers benefit?
Well, of course.
Yes.
Yes, we will do that. And here's another litany of places that we're going to spend the money that has nothing to do with COVID relief at all. Why did the CBC have like $2 million suddenly one day to hand out to just anybody?
Mm-hmm.
8 million people applied for podcast funding.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I applied for it.
Yeah, everybody did. Did you get it?
No, of course not.
No, Nick, you know why. But we're not going to say.
We're not going to talk about that.
But I know people, all other people who have applied that I think would fall into a more diverse category.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be watching to see if their piles of shit get money.
Yeah. Well, it's either going to go to that or it's going to go to their friends.
Yeah.
That's probably one of those two.
It's so funny. I actually
I
wrote an angry letter of response saying, please, as a matter of public order or, you know, public disclosure, please let me know what shows got how much money. I'd be curious to know how I missed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but I didn't do that. But I also, at the end, I was like, I am sure, though, that no matter what you put money behind, it will be as dry and boring as everything else you produce. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever watched anything on CBC I thought was really wow.
Well, not for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to make stuff that was there was the newsroom, not the newsroom with Jeff Daniels, but the Canadian newsroom. Do you remember the show?
Oh yeah, that was actually
that was a good show.
What about the Ralph Bamberge show?
Don't remember that one.
Right.
Is that back in the 50s?
Huge amount of money spent on that.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, like hundreds of millions.
No, there used to be good programming at a certain point, but
In Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the problem was? I was too busy watching shows that I liked, like growing up, like Love Boat. Remember that one?
No.
You don't?
I was born in the 80s.
Okay, see, let me see if I got one for you. How about Zach and... Come on, bud. It's your era.
Zach and Miri make a porno. What? No.
No, that's not it. No, that's not it. It was a Disney one. Something Zach and Cody? Zach and Cody?
Zach and Cody? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's probably after my time.
Well, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Is that your time?
That's smack dab my time.
No shit.
Yeah. My time.
Okay. What's your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
It was Michelangelo.
No. Wrong.
No, it's incorrect.
Raphael, man, for sure.
Well, now Raphael would be my favorite, but back
you
then
would switch.
Cool. Yeah, I'd switch. I'd switch now. I've changed. I've changed in these years since I was 7 years old. I've changed a lot.
Okay, so you've just left everything of your soul behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be a Michelangelo. Now I'm a Raphael. I used to be easygoing party guy, and now I'm angry.
I don't know. So. I don't know who you are, and I don't even know what turtle you are anymore. I felt this for some time.
Yeah?
Yeah. And what was the rat's name? Splinter.
Splinter, yeah.
That's 100% Grizz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think he's wise like that?
Oh, he's like he's guru wise.
Yeah.
Oh, many well, first of all, he's 75. He's the oldest guy we know, right?
Is he?
He's I don't know. I'm guessing.
You're guessing.
I've never asked him.
I don't think he's 75.
I think he went to high school with my mom. I don't know. I'm just guessing because he's always talking about fucking her. I don't know. I thought it was just to hurt my feelings, but over time I've just accepted that they went to school together. All right. Well, look, I think that we're starting to come out of this COVID thing with a little bit of love and joy in our hearts, maybe left. What do you think is going to happen next? We're going to go back to work. Everybody's good. I think 8 weeks from now, nobody gives a shit.
I agree. Hopefully no one gives a shit. But yeah,
it'll be too late because we handed it all the money.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Even the paper that we're printing the fake money on is gone. We're out of it.
Yeah.
I think cash is done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Right away, the first thing that happened is nobody accepted cash.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, just wash your hands like you would after touching cash.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. People are... I remember even before that there were companies, there were businesses that were saying card only for the sake of sanitation. I remember that. What a place.
Okay.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus was a place that... ice cream place. It's called Sweet Jesus. You ever heard of this?
Yeah, I know Sweet Jesus real well. They're one of the most disgusting ice cream parlors I've ever seen in Muskoka. How do they have the nerve to not take cash?
It's pretty mediocre. It's not that remarkable.
Boo.
Yeah, but Sweet Jesus, they don't do cash.
I'm boycotting them now.
Yeah?
Yeah, just on that basis alone, and their ice cream's gross. And okay, so let's do this. Let's pretend it's not cash. Let's pretend it's my ass, okay? Mm-hmm. I've handed you my ass. You're now touching my ass.
Mm-hmm.
You've transacted with my ass, and you've put my ass away.
Yeah.
What do you do now just to make sure that you haven't got my ass all over your hands?
I go get therapy to imagine handling a man's disembodied ass.
An ass was a bad example.
Yes, but yes, I would wash my hands.
I would appreciate
give
that.
You have a wash, you get a Purell.
Can I ask you something? Would you mind washing your hands before you touch my ass too? A little Purell.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Who knows what you're bringing to the ass?
Yeah, you want to get...
In this case. But I think that once you transact anything where you touch something, just wash your fucking hands.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think that we need a Grizz expressing in his terms what a face mask is. I think that's going to really offend listeners.
Oh, yeah? You think it would be it would upset them?
Yeah, I think it would upset them to hear what he calls what they're wearing on their face.
Yeah?
Yeah. You heard him call it that.
Yeah, I did.
It's not good.
No.
He calls them face diapers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boo. Boo.
I have less of a problem with the masks.
And yeah?
Yeah. I mean, if it prevents something.
I don't know. I think you just like to dress up a little.
You think I like to dress up?
A little bit. I think it's got a superhero feel to it to you. A little anonymity.
I fucking hate it.
You do?
I fucking hate the masks.
Oh, you don't like wearing? Why?
I found a proper N95 mask in my house. I didn't buy one for the pandemic, but I found one in my painting supplies because I was using it for painting.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, wow, sweet, a real N95. Unbearable to wear. Unbearable. I have a lot of sympathy for healthcare people who would have to wear this thing all day. Because it's like you're like breathing through a little hole. You're basically feel like you're gonna pass out.
Yeah.
Because the air doesn't go through the mask doesn't breathe at all, so it's just going through this little apologies. Just going through this little filter thing. It's unbearable.
What was that?
That was an alarm to remind me to
take your medication.
Take my medication. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm talking about people being old. I'm old and I've got a medication alarm.
Do you have like a little pill dispensary kit for each day of the week?
Yeah, a little Monday to Friday thing.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
You line up for dinner at 4 o'clock at restaurants?
Yeah.
You and Grizz probably went to high school with my mom.
The early bird special.
What'd you do to my mom in high school? I don't want to know. Thanks for joining us. Subscribe. Tell a friend.